Minnesota's vibrant music scene has an important partner, a strong but generally invisible regional recording industry. Reporter Martin Moylan takes us behind the doors where hits are made and wannabes take their best shots.
Near the corner of 26th and Nicollet in South Minneapolis, there's a nondescript, unmarked building. Step inside and you'll see walls lined with framed platinum records, among them Paula Abdul's Forever Your Girl, which sold more than 7 million copies. That belongs to St. Paul Peterson, who has a studio in the building and who got the nickname St. Paul from Prince. There are three recording studios in this converted theater. Steve Weiss has the biggest studio here, Creation Audio. It's a quarter the size of a basketball court with 15-foot ceilings.
So this is a good example of what we do here. They played four guys live in the room, all looking at each other. And, you know, it all worked really well.
30 years ago, Weiss was working with Abdul as an engineer on that debut album, and he still vividly recalls scenes from those sessions.
Her coming out of the studio just totally frustrated, saying, "I'm a dancer, I'm not a singer." Paula, settle down. You know, you'll be fine.
She was a dancer and Janet Jackson's choreographer, and Weiss had to work magic to get a perfect vocal track. It meant re-recording individual words or syllables or even just the S on the end of a word. And each time he did that, he was risking a fatal injury to the whole track.
You got so good at it that you could tell when the beginning of her S or her N or her D on the end of a word was going to start and literally go in and out of record in milliseconds.
Joe Mavitt runs another large facility, the Hideaway Studios in Northeast Minneapolis, serving clients such as Atmosphere and Brother Ali. He says local studios deserve more recognition nationally.
We fly a little bit under the radar. When people think about music industry, they think about New York and L.A. and Nashville. But pound for pound, I feel like Minnesota itself has some of the greatest studios.
I worship the studios. They're like the womb.
Kevin Bowe is a singer, songwriter, engineer, and producer. He's written songs on three platinum records and two Grammy-winning albums and worked with acts ranging from The Replacements to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Bowe's home has a professionally designed studio, but he often works in the big local studios.
Terrarium really is a big favorite of mine. And then there's Flowers. Pachyderm is just a wonderful world-class facility. So we have tons of great studios here.
But not as many as in the past, especially because digital technology is eroding both the traditional recording and music industries. Scott Laguerre is head of the music business department at McNally Smith College of Music. He says the ranks of big traditional studios are thinning, but the number of options is growing.
You've probably seen 50 small home operations open within the last year. You're easily looking at under $4,000 to have extremely high quality, good sounding recording.
Laguerre says that trend pressures big traditional studios to lower rates. He says it also has diminished the importance of the equipment and technical skills studios provide. But the artistic sensibilities at a recording studio are growing more important. Laguerre says the value professional studios offer now is the aesthetic, ears, and creativity of the people operating them. John Fields is a destination producer for national acts. His clients include the Jonas Brothers, Harmar Superstar, and Miley Cyrus. And he felt safe enough about his business to leave his studio in L.A. and return to rented space in Minneapolis.
I believe that people seek me out to work with me because of my musical background and my producer talents in terms of making a great sounding recording.
Probably no one knows Twin Cities recording studios better than Dave All. He's built, designed, or consulted on scores of them. All says big studios can still produce a better recording than is possible at home. That's why he and fellow members of the Suicide Commandos went into a professional studio to record much of their recent album.
If you've got a little tiny room, you might not be able to get a very good drum sound, for instance. You need a big room. You need the proper mics.
One of his bandmates, Chris Osgood, says musicians who really want to sound their best will want to work in a top-flight studio.
If you have the resources to spend to make it good, you usually want to make it good.
And that should keep a number of local studios going. Martin Moylan, Minnesota Public Radio News.